sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company. I lead the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, and we are here to serve you all the time, except Christmas. We probably won't be serving you on Christmas.
Nope, we're taking off too.
Are you?
Yep. Yeah. The whole week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, we don't do that. But because we've got homes listed, we need to show them when someone wants to see them.
I understand.
So, who do I have with me today? I have got Larry Robbins himself with Robbins Roofing.
Good morning, everyone.
I want to sing your jingle every time I hear that. our grandkids sing your jingle all the time.
Yeah, they do an awesome job of it.
So, okay, we're going to talk about a couple of things today. One of them is wood roofs.
Mm.
Oh, wow. Hadn't heard that in a while. And code upgrades. You know, back in the day when I first started selling houses, people were still putting on shake shingles.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, it's like Edmund, I think, may have been the first one that said, no, you can't put on shake shingles anymore. It's just too much of a fire hazard.
Right.
And then the other cities kind of followed suit.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether that ever went to the state level or whether it's just city, but there's better roofing materials, right?
There are. I mean, you can still do them, but it really is kind of a thing of the past. We have a customer now in Oak Tree that they are going back with wood, and it's their house was built for wood, has no inflow ventilation, so it has to go back with wood. And so that'll be the first wood roof we've done in probably, I don't know, probably since the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
So not very popular anymore.
It's a pretty roof.
It's a beautiful roof.
I'm
it
not
really
sure
is.
They're real well suited for Oklahoma weather because, you know, a lot of most areas of the country, I would say, you might get the humidity coming in before mm-hmm. the rain.
Right.
But we get blowing rain following a dust storm.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, the wind blows here, you know, every day pretty much. Very seldom do you get a day when the wind's not blowing tremendously. And the wind and the heat and the cold and the back and forth is really hard on all roofing materials, but especially wood.
Well, to use a wood shingle, what do you still have just the slats every other wood, every other piece of decking under it? What do you do with wood shingles?
excuse me. It really depends on which wood shingle you go with. So if it's a heavy, you know, 1-inch thick shake, those can actually be laid over a solid deck. Seen that many a times. But if it's like a number one cedar, obviously those need to be laid over an open slatted deck. So, but again, we're just not seeing very much demand for it anymore.
Well, things change.
Mm-hmm.
Codes change.
Mm-hmm.
And codes are a big deal now.
Codes are a big deal. They are finally recognizing the importance of ventilation. And so the home needs to be brought up to code by ventilation standards. 90% of homes that are built new, regardless of whether it's a $150,000 home or a $500,000 home, they're not being built with proper ventilation. And so ventilation is huge. For years, we've battled the having to re-roof over 1x8 decking and just the challenge that presents for a roofing contractor as far as quality goes.
What is the challenge with that? Because we paid extra to have 1x8 decking put on our house originally.
Yeah. Well, I guess back in the day, they somehow determined that maybe it was better. But The thing with 1x8 is it's very inconsistent as far as the bowing like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has several knot holes in it. It has knots, and it's just – and then you'll see lots of waves. When a new roof goes on, you'll see the waves of the ripples in the deck. And so after – think about it. You put a new roof on over a 1x8. As the guys are doing the roof, they're knocking knot – every time they hit a knot hole, it's knocking it out of the wood. And so there goes the quality of your decking right there. And then you go to do a re-roof, and you're tearing the roof off and pulling nails out of the deck. So on average, let's just say a 15-year-old house with a 1x8 deck, we would have 4, 5, 600 feet of decking repair that the insurance companies wouldn't pay for that was an out-of-pocket expense. And so we're excited that they've finally recognized that it's better to have a fully sheathed deck. And so by code, providing that your insurance coverage has code upgrades, you're required to, by the IRC of the year 2015, you're required by code to redeck the house over the top of the 1x8 with 7/16 OSB or plywood.
Okay.
And so it's extremely important to contact your insurance agent and confirm that your policy has code upgrades in it, because there are a lot of them out there that do not.
Well, and so your agent can tell you, I would have your agent point it out, where is this in my insurance policy?
Yeah, I have a friend who's a farmer's agent, and he absolutely, matter of fact, he had lunch with the insurance commissioner a couple weeks ago, and this was their discussion, because there are so many insurance companies out there that do not the code upgrade coverage in their policies. So extremely important moving forward.
Well, and you were telling me about one house that you did not have code upgrades.
The lady, she had to put her father in a nursing home, and so she was given power of attorney and had to handle the roof claim. Well, come to find out, when it was all said and done, that her dad, who had been with this company for over 40 years, did not have code upgrade coverage. And so she had to, out of the closing of the home, she had to pay for the code upgrades for ventilation and redecking the house.
It was about 10 grand.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Now, is that a city code, a state code?
It's a state code.
A state code.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter where you live in Oklahoma. It's
right.
Going to be,
correct.
You need to put new decking on if it doesn't already have
right.
Either OSB.
Right.
Or plywood.
Yeah.
7/8 inch.
7/16.
7/16 of an inch. Yeah.
It's considered half inch, but, you know.
Right.
A little notch under that.
You know, we've seen a lot of them that only have 3/8 inch.
Oh, those are. Yeah. And that's not adequate either.
A 1/4 inch plywood. I mean, real thin.
Yeah.
Then you can see every. Is it called a purlin? Whatever
the rafter.
The rafter.
Yeah,
you can see every one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. So, Lord protect us from coming across too many of those.
Yeah, for sure. Well, there's a lot to roofing. There's a lot of types of roofing
mm-hmm.
that you can choose from now, and we're going to cover those.
Sure.
So if you think you're looking at a roof repair coming up or a roof replacement, stay tuned, because we've got a lot of really important information for you here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, and I am with Larry Robbins of Robbins Roofing. And some people go, why do you like Robbins Roofing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I've used you guys for many years. I think it's about 18 years, maybe.
Pretty close.
How old's your youngest son?
17. He'll be 18 in May.
Then, so, okay, almost 18 years.
Almost 18 years.
So, and used you a lot, not only for my own properties,
sure.
but, and some commercial, some mm-hmm. residential,
mm-hmm.
Some little, some big.
Mm-hmm. Very some grateful, and we always say that it's about people, and you take care of people, and then everything else takes care of itself. So,
well, And you take care of enough people and you make a nice living. And yeah. that's kind of what we're doing. It's just kind of, as my cousin Gordon always says, I'm trying to make a small living for a large family.
Yeah. And as Zig Ziglar says, if you take care of people, everything else will take care of itself.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
Know? So
that's kind of our philosophy, actually, in our office.
Yeah.
we just serve each client with integrity.
You bet. You
so,
bet.
Well, we're talking about roofs, and we were talking about the different types of roof that may be available. Do you ever use three-tab shingles anymore?
Very, very seldom. Very seldom.
Does everyone know what a three-tab shingle is? Is there anyone out there that doesn't know what a three-tab is?
It's basically the most basic shingle you can put on a roof.
It's just a sheet of
Asphalt.
Of asphalt with granules on top.
And there's three single tabs.
Together.
And
just a sheet.
That's why they call it a three-tab.
And it lays pretty flat.
Lays pretty flat.
Incredibly flat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is why people don't like it so much.
True, in this day and time.
Because the others are prettier.
Yeah.
The others don't necessarily have to be better. I mean, are they better?
Well, they carry a little bit better wind warranty. You know, they are higher quality. you know, sometimes people will put the three-tab on their sheds or their garages or something like that, but... yeah, from a cosmetic standpoint, the laminate shingles are definitely, you know, much nicer looking shingle.
Okay, now, I had somebody this week tell me, well, I'm sure the roof's going to be good because we had a 50-year roof put on. It's been almost 30 years ago, so we've got a good 20 years left on that roof.
There are a lot of people out there that were... I think that's why the shingle manufacturers have gotten away from the whole 25, 30, 40, 50 year shingle. Now they're all considered just a limited lifetime shingle. And whether you have a what used to be a 50 year shingle or you have a 30 year shingle, in Oklahoma, you're going to get about 12 to 15 years out of a roof. 20 if you're very, very fortunate. So
yeah, if you're shielded from the wind.
The wind and the hail. And
and
all
you put
the
an umbrella over your house.
Yeah.
But so 50-year shingles, just almost a ridiculous thought, actually,
because
there's been a lot of hail this year.
Yeah, well, the particular house that you sent me to, I sent you a copy of the hail report, and, you know, the roof has – it shows its age, and it does have damage on it. So, you know, 50 – what they called a 50-year shingle, they've gotten about half the life out of it.
Well, and
that's about what you – that's about what you can expect, maybe a little less. So,
but it had hail damage on it.
Mm-hmm, it did.
And wind damage.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that it's worn out. It just means it probably needs to be replaced because there's significant damage on there.
Correct.
And whether the insurance will pay for it is still up in the air. We'll soon see.
Yeah.
Yep. Because some companies are a little bit more lenient than others, aren't they?
They are. And all you can do is call it to the best of your ability, call it the way you see it with integrity. And if the homeowner decides to go ahead and file a claim, we're happy to meet the adjuster out there and to go over all the damages with them. It helps what we call create a win-win for actually a triple win, a win for the insurance company, a win for the homeowner, and a win for us because everybody's on the same page when it's all said and done.
And your insurance coverage is for a certain amount of coverage, certain items are covered. Some things are not covered.
Yeah.
And you're not out to get more than what the client's owed.
No. The whole purpose for meeting, and a lot of people are, they kind of misunderstand this, but the whole purpose for meeting with the adjuster is really for the benefit of the homeowner. It's to make sure that all measurements are in agreement. It's to make sure that the quality of the shingle, that everybody's on the same page there. It's to make sure that window screens and gutters and garage doors and everything that could have been damaged by by the storm that it's covered, and you know, two are better than one. Four eyes are better than two eyes. And so with adjuster and contractor there together, it's very unlikely that you're going to miss, you know, miss something.
Do you ever have a client argue with you, Larry, telling you that that roof looks fine to them?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
That would have been me in my driveway looking up at my roof going,
there's nothing wrong with my roof.
My roof looks perfectly fine. I mean, it's only like 2 years old.
Never mind those golf balls that were pounding on it a week ago. Anyway.
Yeah, because you can't tell anything from the ground about a roof very much at all, can you?
Unless it went all the way through the deck, which you don't see that very often, but it's very difficult to tell from the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you climb up with them and do it.
Absolutely.
Okay. You know, when you buy a new house or an existing home, that's one thing the appraiser and the lender want to happen is to have a good roof.
NMLS number 196-895.
Well, how timely, Mr. Dean Riddell, coming in just as we're talking about the lender and wanting to talk about what requirements does a lender make on a roof?
Yeah,
hi, Dean.
That's a good subject. How are you, Larry?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Good.
You know, that roof is a big piece of the puzzle, Becky, when you get into insurability, condition. Normally, you know, you and your agents capture that stuff, you know, through inspections and what have you, and you have a Larry attached to you as well. But from a lender perspective, you know, the dangerous verbiage is as is.
Yeah.
And your agent, you know, all three of us interpret it different ways, but it's in the same denominator. But a lot of times consumers will say, well, but I'm buying it as is. I understand. It still has to be insurable. Still has been, you know, reasonable condition for us to be able to loan on it and close that property.
Guess how many people want to list their houses as is?
No, Becky.
100%. Everyone goes, well, we want to just sell it as is.
Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to spend the money to update
or go through
it
or trouble or whatever, and they don't know who to call for repairs for one thing.
Right.
But the thing is if you're buying something as is, what do you as a consumer always think? If it says as is, well, there's something wrong with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and so you don't want to sell it marketed as is for sure.
And that roof is that one thing, Becky, that can be a financial disaster for anyone, because if there's issues with the roof, then that's going to lead to interior problems, and not everyone can handle the financial responsibility of the damages. That if we'll all just stay in our lane and do what's right and think and protect people, the roof needs to be taken care of.
Well, and I think
that's where Larry comes into play.
Well, we don't have an insurance agent here, so we'll discuss this with an insurance agent. But I have had insurance policies canceled on my clients after closing.
Yes.
After closing.
Mm. Yes.
And then they have to go out and get insurance, and then they can't get insurance.
Because they need a new roof.
Because they need a new roof, and they don't have the money for a new roof. And they – so insurance – that's the first thing we do. Before we schedule a home inspection, we schedule a roof inspection and get the insurance in place.
That's why it's so important for everybody to have, you know, we live in Oklahoma, have your roof inspected. It doesn't cost you anything. Have it inspected.
Right. Well, actually, anybody that listens to my show, Larry will go out and check their roof for free.
Sure.
Just say, you said it on Becky's show that you would come out and check my roof for free.
Yeah. Well,
so there you go.
And the key thing, and I think it's Larry's motto, and it's accurate, is that word trust.
Yeah.
Because when Larry comes out and says, you have issues, you can bank on it, you have issues. If Larry comes out and says, you know what, everything is good, as good as gold, well, you can bank on that too. And so it's finding that trusted source, whether it be roofing, selling real estate, financing homes, you know, that trust goes a long way.
Well, we appreciate you, Dean.
Dean, thank you for your encouragement. Appreciate it.
Go to BeckyIvins.com, and you're going to be able to locate Larry Robbins with Robbins Roofing and Dean Riddell with SWBC Mortgage. We appreciate you listening. Stay tuned, because we've got more right after this break on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Christmas to you. And welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move with Becky Ivins, and today with Larry Robbins of Robbins Roofing. It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to help you select the right shingles, handle your whole insurance claim, or just do a small repair. And actually, what we just discussed is that you can trust them to just give you a free inspection on your roof to see if you need anything. Now, Larry, you said that anybody that says that they listen to you on the radio, that you're going to go out for free, that's really only part of the story, isn't it?
It really is. We actually do that for everybody.
Everybody. Yeah. Okay. So. I try to be really special here.
but we do offer free roof inspections, which that is the word of the day, is inspection. And we basically will come out and evaluate your property on your behalf, and we will call it the way we see it, and we will serve and help you in any way we can.
You know, while an interior roof inspection includes checking the attic for proper insulation and ventilation, as well as moisture and mold, an exterior inspection is climbing up on the roof and checking for leaks and proper flashing, as well as the condition of your shingles and your chimney, any roof penetrations.
Yeah,
you
roof
check.
Penetrations, chimney flashing. We've done, just in the last week, we've done a repair where the chimney cap, the mortar, and the brick was all deteriorating. And so what we did for this particular lady was we had that all redone for her, and then she didn't have a cricket behind her chimney. So we tore out all the flashing, brand new flashing, a new cricket behind, which diverts the water from behind the chimney.
You know, a lot of people don't know what a cricket is, but they go, well, I don't want a cricket on my chimney. I don't want any kind of bug up there.
Another word for it is a saddle.
A saddle.
Yeah.
Sometimes a roof will slope directly into a chimney.
Mm-hmm.
And if it just dead ends into the chimney, tends to collect there and kind of seeps into your attic.
Right.
So you build a little saddle of sorts to straddle that chimney area.
Yes. You straddle it and you create two little valleys, and it diverts the water away from the back of the chimney.
Also called a cricket.
Also called a cricket.
Yeah, there you go.
But very important. And so we don't just inspect the roof for hail damage. We look at all aspects of the property. We want to make sure. We've got a lady in Mustang. She's got lots of wood damage, and I took pictures, brought that to her attention, and she was like, wow, the other guys didn't say anything about that. And so we really do try and look at your home as if it were our own home, and that's worked out really well for us.
You know, on flat roofs,
mm-hmm.
A lot of people in Oklahoma don't like a flat roof.
Right.
They say they all leak.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, my observation is that people don't maintain their flat roof so well. They don't have someone check it once a year.
One of the biggest challenges with flat roofs is a lack of maintenance. Anybody who owns a building with a flat roof should have a contractor come out at least twice a year, maybe once in the summer, once towards the end of the year. I mean, the gutters get full of leaves. Of course, that's on residential too, but there's all kinds of different things that can cause a flat roof to leak. And so.
And sometimes you've got a really good roof with integrity,
sure,
and you may have a vent boot where you've got some kind of a vent penetrating the roof that just needs a new boot on it.
That, and the thing is, if you look at this building, this over here at Penn Square Mall, you look at all of the AC units, so forth and so on. And so when AC guys go up there to do their work, they're not thinking about whether they're creating a leak or not. So they may drop screws and, you know, tools and whatever else. And so if you're having AC work done on your flat roof, there's a good chance when they're done, you might have a leak with the next rain.
You know, as a matter of fact, we're, you know, we're building a new building, and we've decided not to put rooftop units in.
I think that's so smart.
We're just going to have caged units down below, because every time somebody goes up there, first of all, you have to build guardrails to make it safe for everybody. Then you have to build runs for people to get to the units. And then the damage, and there's just extra penetrations that way.
I think that's so smart.
So, well, I'm just, I was thinking of it as a money issue.
Yeah, but it's going to work out from a roofing perspective, too.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know that you're going to bid the roof on that, right?
Well, I hope so.
Yes, I'm hoping you'll put it on to start with rather than just come clean it up after somebody else gets it messed up, right?
Yeah.
So, when you do a roofing inspection, do you ever go inside the attic?
Oh, that's absolutely, because most of the time you can't tell what type of decking, you know, there is from lifting up the shingle because the underlayment's there. So we always want to peek in the attic. Matter of fact, this one lady I was telling you about that we're going to be fixing a lot of the wood repair, her adjuster missed the 1x8 because she wasn't home when he did the inspection. And so her claim went from $8,500 to $15,000 because it needed ventilation upgrade and decking upgrade. And we were able to help her with that. And she was so, so grateful. So,
yeah, because, I mean, and a less savvy person might not know to even try to claim that.
Right.
So, or might just try to do it without.
Sure.
Do you find, I know I find people, I'll drive by and look and I'll be going, holy cow. There's nail and shingles, and there's no underlayment under there. Or, you know.
Or you'll drive through a neighborhood and you'll see, this is one of the most common things, is you'll see roofing contractors, they don't remove the old felt at all. And so you can't know, you can't even tell what the condition of the decking is if you don't remove the old felt.
Well, yeah. So, but, I mean, you don't just want to go back over it again. People used to do double row, double stack shingles. Triple stack shingles was very common with the three-tab shingles.
Oh, yeah. There used to be the, well, 25 years ago, I mean, it was very common for an insurance company to just pay you to lay over the top if you only had one layer.
Right.
You know, so they've gotten away from that. They figured out that, that's not the best way to do it.
Right. Well, it's not good for them. It's not good for the homeowner.
Right.
Everybody loses in that regard.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's not so good. Okay, so you will go out and inspect for free. All they have to do is call you.
That's it.
Now, I've got the number that I call, which is 728-3700.
Yes.
728-3700. Where do you find that number? Go to BeckyIvins.com. Look at Becky's favorites. You're going to see Robbins Roofing logo there. You're going to be able to click on it and go to the Robbins Roofing website. So there is plenty of ways to find Larry Robbins.
And they can find us on the web at www.robbinsroofinginc.com.
There
Come check out our website.
Okay. Well, stay tuned because we got smoking hot deals coming up and one more little segment with Larry Robbins of Robbins Roofing right after this. Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, and a Merry Christmas to you. I thank you for listening. I thank you for calling me and letting me do your real estate business. Larry, our hearts are filled with gratitude all year.
Yes.
But particularly right now, people tend to express
yes.
their gratitude a little bit more. So take a minute
Well, I'd like to thank you for just the relationship that we've had for all these years and for you trusting us with your clients and referring us even to people that aren't your clients. And we value your relationship, and so we thank you for that. I'd like to say thank you to all the Oklahomans out there that have trusted Robbins not only this year, but throughout the last 20, going on 24 years now.
Wow.
Just like to express our gratitude. We look forward to serving in the future. And then we'd like to just say Merry Christmas. It's a great time of year to celebrate our Savior. And may 2020 bring you many blessings.
Well, thank you, Larry. You always put things so well.
Well.
My team is, I'm so pleased with the team I have. So I want to thank my team for making life a little bit easier for me.
Sure.
Everyone on my team is licensed, so they can carry out business as usual.
Sure.
All the time. We're specialized. We all do different things.
Sure.
But the expertise on my team, I believe, is unmatched in the metro. There's other good teams,
sure.
And I appreciate those. Just like there's other good roofers, and you
sure.
appreciate those.
Absolutely.
You love going to a place where someone's put on a good roof,
you
just have to do a minor repair.
Sure.
So that's great. I mean,
yeah.
And I love working with. I'm working with more and more seniors now,
yeah.
And helping them. The downsizing process usually takes 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
There's a lot to take care of. You have to meet with your attorney and figure out, well, who's going to be in charge if I'm not able?
Sure.
You have to figure out, what am I going to do with my stuff?
Yeah.
How am I physically going to pack everything? And so I help people through a very long process,
yeah.
And then sell their house for them. And I get a lot of pleasure in that.
Sure.
I want to invite everyone this year, should you be a charitable giver and want a place to put a little bit of extra money, I serve on the board of an incredible foundation. It is the Oklahoma Foundation for the Disabled.
Mm.
And it's a daycare center for adults with extreme disabilities. They're the only place in the metro that will take care of adults during the day. They're not a residential facility, so the clients don't live there. They're picked up every day.
Wow.
But with transportation that is provided at no extra charge for them or anything.
Wow.
And that way the family member can work.
You can count us in.
Yeah.
Count us in.
There you go. But they're the only place that will take adults that have to be tube-fed and diapered.
Wow.
And I had the pleasure this week, twice, Santa Claus came.
Oh, wow.
And
awesome.
I was able to take pictures. I will have to share with you those pictures.
Oh, that'd be great.
Because they're just adorable children in adult bodies.
Sure.
And my heart is warmed when people can find it in their heart to just donate some money.
Sure.
You know, if you had $45 to give, you could pay for a client to go to the Thursday night socials. They have a Thursday night party every Thursday night, 6 to 9.
Wow.
And for a month, they could go to the social that way, $45. If you want to take your family somewhere meaningful and volunteer, for $500, you can sponsor that social. And
wow.
So that way you buy the food, that $500 buys the dinner for that night, and then your family goes and serves.
Oh, wow. That
and that's
so
one
cool.
of the best deals. We've done that a couple of times. And it's really, it does give you a bit of gratefulness and humility.
Sure.
And just kind of prepares you like we should be, the heart of a servant.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
So,
that's awesome.
Oklahoma Foundation for the Disabled. You can call my office, 722-3232, and I can give you the address to mail your check to there. And it's 8421 North Walker. I mean, I go there a lot. And so before we finish our segment, I do want to...
Hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
I want to give you the smoking hot deal of the week. And man, I listed this week, and this is smoking hot. We have 20 acres on Richland Road of land. Just 20 acres of land that has been in the same family since forever ago. And it is just north of Hefner Road. The sign will direct you as to where it is. Do not enter upon the land without permission. You will get hurt, and the neighbor doesn't want you there because the neighbor looks after that land. it is priced at $165,000 for 20 acres, and it is a really nice piece of land. Wow. Now, there are two Richland Roads. So look for the dead end Richland Road that has two very, very nice homes at the end of it. One almost falling down home at the beginning of it. Pretty easy to spot, but it's not the Richland Road that goes straight through. Mm. It dead ends north of Hefner Road. Why would they have two Richland Roads? I don't know. But they're just about a half mile apart. Yeah. Someone thought, oh, well, this is Richland Road. And then the real guy comes out and goes, not really. This is the real one. But it's a great location.
Yeah.
Are
there ponds or trees?
There is a pond, yeah. And there's lots of trees. There also is some clearing there. And I'm about to tell you the school district it's in. I think I know, but I wanted to kind of double check this. It's in Canadian County and is in Yukon Rural School District.
Oh. That's awesome.
So, yeah, that's a pretty sought-after school district. 20 acres. There you go, $165,000. Will we have open houses this weekend? No siree, Bob. We are spending some time with our families this weekend.
Good for you.
And we hope that you spend time with your family as well. Any last parting words, Larry?
Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. Give us a call if we can be of any service to you.
And your Oklahoma City number is 728-3700.
Yes, and our Mustang number is 376-4466. And our website is robinsroofinginc.com.
And you can sign up online to get a free inspection.
Yes.
You can sign up online with me and then get a free home evaluation. Yeah. So if you just kind of wonder what
everything's
your home,
free today.
Boy, we want people to know kind of what kind of services we offer, and then hopefully you'll hire us to provide your services for you. And so go to BeckyIvins.com, Becky's favorites tabs. You can do a live chat with us, and we'll talk to you online if you don't want to talk to us in person. Merry Christmas to you, Larry.
Merry Christmas to you, Becky.
And a Happy New Year to all of you out there. We hope that you do have a blessed Christmas. And next week we'll be preparing for the big football game, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, we'll see you next Saturday right here at the same time on News Radio 1000 KTOK. Ooh. Mm-hmm.